Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about what critics are calling the deteriorating human rights situation in Zimbabwe, with the United Nations Office for Human Rights today calling on the ZANU-PF government to stop the harassment of activists and release all those in custody. In a statement, the United Nations said, quote, "We are concerned by reports of arrests, harassment and intimidation of human rights defenders and political activists in the lead-up to the SADC summit. We call for the immediate release of all those arbitrarily detained and protection of civic space," end quote. The SADC summit kicks off in Harare on Saturday. Government argues is cracking down on troublemakers who are planning violent demonstrations during the heads of state and government meeting, allegations vehemently denied by the activists. Besides the United Nations, several rights organizations have called on SADC to look at Zimbabwe's human rights situation following the ongoing arrests. For VOA, Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare.
Zimbabwe holds the annual summit of the Southern African Development Community, or SADC, Saturday in Harare, drawing leaders from the 16-nation bloc. Crews have repaired most of the main roads for the first time in years and even built some new ones. But on the ground and in the air, the police and military have intensified their presence in the run-up to the event. Tinashe Chinopfukutwa of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights says from mid-June until the present, there has been a wave of arrests of about 100 pro-democracy activists nationwide.
Those arrested have been subjected to prolonged detention and incarceration. And much more recently, we witnessed the arrest of four individuals at the Robert Gabriel Mugabe International Airport, who were forced off a plane and detained incommunicado without access to their lawyers. And they were subjected to torture and other inhuman and degrading treatment.
The government-funded Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission said in a statement that it was investigating reports of activists' torture by security state agents. But Home Affairs Minister Kazembe Kazembe says the people were arrested for illegally protesting the long detention of activists arrested in June for reportedly holding an illegal meeting. He also says those detained planned to hold protests at the SADC venue.
It is clear that the organizers seek to provoke a heavy-handed response from government, which they assume would attract global attention and put Zimbabwe on the spotlight. The attempts at rendering the country ungovernable would be met with befitting responses. Let those seeking to create an atmosphere of despondency among peace-loving citizens be warned that such antics will not be tolerated.
The rights organization Human Rights Watch has called on SADC leaders to look at the issues of human rights abuses by Zimbabwean authorities.
We are also saying that SADC leaders should speak out against this intensified crackdown on legitimate and peaceful activism. SADC should not be used as reason for Zimbabweans to live in fear, to be bludgeoned. We have seen in the last few days military tanks rolling on the streets of Harare in a very clear case of intimidation of the citizens.
During the summit, Zimbabwe will assume SADC's chairmanship for the first time since the 16-nation bloc became a development community in 1992.
Where we'll also be assuming the chairmanship.
The SADC aims to alleviate poverty and promote economic growth, good governance, and peace and security in the region. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Mavunga. Since June, police have rounded up human rights campaigners and opposition members, arresting more than 160 people to date, including Jameson Timba, interim faction leader of the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, and about 8 members of his party. About 2 months later, Timba and his peers remain in custody after their bail applications were dismissed by the courts repeatedly. One activist, Robson Chere of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, or ATUS, was severely brutalized by suspected state security agents who seized him from a Victoria Falls-bound plane at the Robert Gabriel Mugabe International Airport in Harare 2 weeks ago, together with other pro-democracy campaigners, Namatai Kwekweza, Samuel Gwenzi, and Vusumuzi Moyo. They all remain in custody, with the government denying Chere access to his private doctors. The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights says it has since filed an urgent court application in this regard. But Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi says the prisons have enough doctors who can handle Chere's situation. Lingabalichona njani makhaya, siyahlangana namhlanje kuhlelo lwe Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Sikhangela ke namhlanje udaba lokubotshwa kwabantu mahlayana elizweni phambilini komhlangano we-SADC omkhulu ozangenwa ngabakhokheli bamazwe akulumhlubu lo wezwekazi le-Afrika, umhlangano oqala ngomgqibelo. Sibone iofisi ye-United Nations namuhla ekhangelane lokulondolozwa kwamalungelo isethula umbiko enkundleni ye-X okwakuyi-Twitter. Isithi yona iphatheke kabi ngokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu eZimbabwe abalwela amalungelo oluntu laba amabandla aphikisayo. Ngokunjalo ithi uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kumele akhulule abantu laba njalo achiyane lokubopha abantu mahlayana, engaze wasebenzisa umhlangano we-SADC ukuhlukuluza abantu. Ndiyo nyaya yatukukurukuranezvayo nhasi veduwei, nyaya yekusungwa kwevanhu vakawanda wanda vanosanganisira vana Robson Chere, vana Namatai Kwekweza, vana Jameson Timba vebato re-CCC. Taona nhasi ofisi ye-United Nations iri kuona nekuchengetedzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu, ichiburitsa mashoko ichikurudzira hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti isunungure vanhu ava, nekuti tinoziva kuti vana Jameson Timba vakusvitsa mimwedzi miviri vakavharirwa uyezve vachinyimwa mukana wekusunungurwa nekubhadhara bail. Hurumende iri kuti vanhu ava vari kusungwa nekuti vane chinangwa chekukonzera nyonga nyonga pamusangano weSADC uchaitwa muHarare musi weMugovera, asi vanhu ava nevemapato anopikisa vari kuzviramba izvi vachiti hurumende yava Mnangagwa yagara ine tsika yekusachengetedza kana kuti yekushungurudza vanhu isingakoshesi kodzero dzavo. United Nations iri kuti haiwa, haibvumirani nezviri kuitika kusungwa kwevanhu uku, uyezve inoti hurumende yava Mnangagwa ngaisunungure vanhu ava. Let's take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with our panel.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. We are also live on our YouTube channel at VOA Zimbabwe. To help us dissect our topic tonight, we are joined by Mr. Masiba Mavaza of the ruling ZANU-PF party in the United Kingdom and human rights lawyer, Mr. Kenneth Masie. Welcome to you both, gentlemen. Let me start off with Mr. Masie. What's your take, Mr. Masie, on the Office of Human Rights at the United Nations today, weighing in on the happenings in Zimbabwe, saying that it deplores what's happening and calling for the government to release all those in custody? Mr. Masie?
Thank you very much.
We had challenges hearing each other there, but go ahead, Mr. Masie.
Thank you very much. I think that statement comes at a very important time because we've been seeing a lot of violations of fundamental human rights, flagrant disregard of the constitution, and arbitrary arrests of ordinary citizens, including politicians, who have been languishing in prison for a very long time. So I think a statement coming from an institution that is recognized internationally, it's something that is welcome, and I hope the government listens to them. Because they have not been listening to their own citizens.
Thank you there, Mr. Masie. And coming to you, Mr. Mavaza, the United Nations says, and I quote again, we are concerned by reports of arrests, harassment and intimidation of human rights defenders and political activists in the lead up to the SADC summit. We call for the immediate release of all those arbitrarily detained and protection of civic space. Your take, Mr. Mabaza.
The United Nations, really, they have a right to say what they think they have observed. But the matter is, they do not have the whole truth on the table. The position we are having is, we are at the summit. Which is going on, and the climate summit is coming. We have got a lot of head of states coming, to Zimbabwe.
Mr. Vamavaza, I'm sorry, we're having, I can barely hear you. Can you try to move a bit? Maybe we can hear each other properly. Still no joy. Okay, my producers will come to you, Vamavaza, and try and fix that problem. But going back to Vamasie, similar calls have been made even by the UN Rapporteur on Human Rights before, Mr. Masie, but we haven't seen any budging or any movement or any letting up from the government. Do you think this particular statement will make a difference?
Yeah, I think it will make a difference because we have seen the government reacting to those statements, by, of course, ushering out some, and, so to say, these useless statements, trying to castigate those who have been incarcerated or trying to castigate the victims who have been languishing in prison. But it's very important that, these huge for big institutions like the United Nations continuously speak out against these violations. And of course, as we see, you know, the statement coming, you know, as we saw the statement coming from the United Nations, it's also important and very critical that regional and also sub-regional, you know, mechanisms like SADC and the African Union also chip in order to, you know, substantiate or even try to, you know, make the government of Zimbabwe listen. Right now, we do have SADC, the SADC meeting happening in Zimbabwe. And SADC is also, is actually a very critical, you know, regional, you know, sub-regional mechanism that if they had to say something about what is happening in Zimbabwe, surely the government of Zimbabwe would listen and not continuously, you know, violate the rights of its own citizens and flagrantly disregard its own constitution as well.
Muri kuona kusungwa kwevanhu ava vamasiye kushungurudzwa kwevanhu kuri kuitika. Muri kuona kuchipera here pachapera musangano weSADC nemuswe mugwera iwoyo going into Sunday and Monday. Kana kuti inyaya ichangoita magariro tsuro kushanyanga.
Inyaya ndona singe ichitasangu hazvizinyuwa ndizvinoitika kuZimbabwe. Vanhu vagara vachikorerwa kodzero dzavo nehurumende ya iripo iyi. And zvirikungoitika iko zvino zviri kunyanya kubuda pachena nekuti Zimbabwe iri patingati pachirungu paspotlight yekuti iri kuita musangano iyoyo. But tikuona kuti vanhu vagara vachingosungwa muZimbabwe, vanhu vagara vachingourawa muZimbabwe, vanhu vagara vachingoitwa torture muZimbabwe by state mechanisms. But ichipindura mubvunzo wenyu kuti zvichapera here, handione senge zvichapera nekuti SADC musangano waitika. Ndiona senge zvinhu zvicharamba zvichiita wese kana zvakasataurwa neavo vanotungamirawo madzimwe nyika vari muSADC imomo kuti zvinhu zvakadai sezvofanira kumira. Tinoona kuti iko zvino pane nyaya dzakawanda sezvamataura kuti pane vamwe vakasungwa right now vakutopinda mune mwedzi dzakati kuti varimo muchizarire imomo. Tinoziva kuti kune vamwe zvakare vakambotosungwa kumasuro uko but nyaya dzavo dzisina kubata zvakanaka. Saka zvinhu zvakadai so kana zvakasagarirwa pasi nevamwe vanhu vanombosangana neZimbabwe kumainstitutions aya akaita seSADC, hatinofanirwa kuona kana hatinofanirwa kuchimanyira kwaari ichiti onaiwo zviri kuitika kwatiri vane veZimbabwe. Zimbabwe iwo tiri muSADC, itai muchitaurirawo zvakare vamwe vatungamiri venyu vari kutungamira Zimbabwe kuti vamire zvavari kuita izvo. But handioni sei zvinhu zvichava zvichiitika. Zvichatoitika ndezvokuti kana Zimbabwe yatotora chairmanship yeSADC yacho, zvinhu zvacho zvichazozoita wese nekuti ivo kana vachitotya kutaura Zimbabwe yacho isati yambototora chigaro chacho cheSADC, zvichazotaurika sei ivo vakutungamira SADC yacho.
Tinotenda vaMasiya, and please do stay on the line. Mnumzana Kenneth Masiya, ligqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu lapho. Bengimbuzile ukuthi ukubotshwa kwabantu mahlane sikubonayo lokhu, ubona kuphela yini ngemva komhlangano weSADC lo obotshelwa abantu oza kwenziwa ngomgqibelo, kodwa uthi cha ubona kuqhubeka njalo uthi ubona uhulumende weZimbabwe siba legunya nxa esethethe isikhundla so kuba ngumgcini sihlalo weSADC okuyinto ezakwenzeka ngomgqibelo khonapho. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uyabe senguye umgcini sihlalo weSADC. Ngokunjalo uMasiye uthi hayi ubona njengoba ubaba uMnangagwa yabe sesiphethe esidukwini, ubona eqhubeka ngokuhlukuluza abantu ngokwephula amalungelo kaZulu. Tizokere kwamuri vaMasimba Mavaza, Runare Rwenyu kana kuti Skype anga isingabati mushe, asi we have reconnected. Manga muchiri kutaura imimi kuti United Nations iri kutaura zvaisingazivi, haizivi chokwadi. Chokwadi ndechipi vaMasiye, vaMavaza rather, besides kuti vanhu vari kusungwa uyezve vari kushungurudzwa? VaMavaza,
chokwadi ndechekuti vanhu havasi kusungirwa mahara. Vanhu vanenge vapara mhosva dziri kuonekwa nemapurisa nevemutemo kuti pane mhosva dzaparwa. zvinoitika ndezvekuti kana pachinge pane chiitiko chikuru chiri kuitika mumusha hazvireve kuti mutemo unombosendekwa kana mukatyora mutemo muchiitira kuti pane vaenzi mutemo haudaro unongosungwa kunyange zvakadaro hakuna ari kusungirwa mhosva yavasina kupara pane mhosva yavakapara uyezve dambudziko riri kuitika ndekuti United Nations iri kufunga kuti vanhu havasungwa nehurumende yezimbabwe kana kuti vasungwa nezanupf kwete vanhu vari kusungwa nemapurisa mapurisa anosevenza asingashandiswi kuita zebato rezanupf asi vanoshandiswa kuchengetedza mutemo saka vanhu vanenge vatyora mutemo ndovari kusungwa tataura pamusoro pevanhu makumi manomwe nevasere vakasungwa vakuzivikanwa sekuti chikwata chavatimba vakasungwa muna June ava vakasungwa nemhosva yavakanga vapara havana kunyimwa mari yekubatisa nehurumende havana kunyimwa mari yerubatiso nesangano rezanupf vakarambirwa mari yerubatiso nematare kubva dare rekuhigh court nedare rekwamagistrate izvi haisi mhosva ingapomerwe zanupf nekuti zanupf haitonge matare haitonge matare makuru kana madiki saka zviri kuitika kwavari izvi ndivo vakazvikonzera voga ndo vakatanga kuita musarinya nekuita mhirizhonga inoramidzwa uyezve tinotinzwisise kuti nyika yega yega ine mutemo wayo saka vana havabvumirwi kana kuti munhu haabvumirwi kuita madiro aJorjina kutyora mutemo nepaadira nekuda kwekuti munyika maita vaenzi unongosungwa zvakadaro mutemo haumirire kuti vaenzi vaende uyezve kuti ndichipindura mbudzo vamanga vabvunza hongu kunyange SADC summit ikapera svondo riri kuya iri hazvireve kuti nyaya dzavo dzinenge dzapera vachatongwa mumwe nemumwe hakuna udzvanyiriro uri kuitika hakuna kusungirwa mahara mapurisa acharamba achienderera mberi kuchengetedza mutemo saka ukatyora mutemo paSADC kana painopera unongosungwa nekuti mutemo unofanira kuchengetedzwa ndo zvinoitwa muzimbabwe
but vamavaza okay, suppose these people are guilty, which they are not because they haven't been tried in court as yet. But to your point, suppose they are guilty, why would the police beat Robson Chere so viciously the way they did? And why are authorities denying him access to his personal doctors?
The first thing is Chere was not beaten by the police, and he says so. And even his lawyer said that he was handed over to the police after some time of his arrest.
I'm sorry to interject, but who beat him up?
We don't know, and actually what we saw on the pictures was some oil which has been spread on his backside, and it looked like some beatings. But the reality is there is no proof that he was beaten. It is actually some issues which you would never understand, because people were not beaten. Zimbabwean police do not beat people for nothing, neither are any law enforcement agents. If he was beaten, the minister had actually urged him to come up with a report to make a complaint, and the investigations will be thoroughly done, and whoever is responsible for such will be arrested. We do not condone beating prisoners or suspects. It is unlawful, and even our constitution does not support that. Even our president does not support that. Even the party's NPF does not support that. So if any person who has been arrested has been beaten up, indeed, they've got a right to make a complaint. Their lawyers are there. They can make a complaint, and a thorough investigation will be done. Yes, we have seen people limping and walking with difficulties, talking about the 78. And we, the police have explained that most of them were injured when they were trying to run away from the police. So there was not a beating. It was an injury during arrest, which has nothing to do with police brutality. So none of them was brutalized. So it's not correct to say they were brutalized.
But Chere was brutally beaten up, Mr. Mavaza, in the hands of the state. angava asiri mapurisa ezinzetarap akamtora from that plane achinomurova, but somebody in the security sector cluster clearly is responsible for the barbarism that happened to Mr. Robson Chere. But let me go to Vamasiye before then to Zozoga Kwamuri Vamavaza. Vamasiye manzwa Vamavaza wanga washitawura.
Ya, ndanzwa wanga washitawura ende ndinokasha madza kuti Vamavaza se gweta wanga, you know, defend torture, especially in any form. Because if there's any allegations of torture, I think the best answer or probably the response will be to encourage, you know, justice, to encourage transparency in the investigations, and also to encourage that abantu vanenge vakaita izvozvozvo vasungwe, vabatwe, and they be brought to book. I think my statements akadaro, they perpetuate pachirungu yatingati impunity. Inopa masimba kunavo vanoabducta vanhu, kunavo vanotocha vanhu, and kunavo vanorova vanhu. Especially vanenge vari chisandra hurumende vachifanira kuprotekta marights evanhu. And also zvinhu zvinoto explain a situation where muZimbabwe chaimo hamuna record of any person anenge akatochwa, kana kuti of any person anenge akaabductwa, tichiona vanhu vacho vachiitwa brought to book vachinzi ava ndo vakaabducta maactivist aya, and ndo vanhu vanofanira kuva vachifesa justice. Tikaona pakaabductwa mai Justina Mukoko, vanhu vacho vakarecognizwa, vakabatwa, vakaonekwa, but no one was brought to book. Right now tine nyaya yaitai Dzamara, who was abducted several years ago. Hapana munhu akamboitwa brought to book, and no one has been arrested. Tine nyaya dzakawanda dzatokwanisa kupa maexamples ekuti Zimbabwe itself as a government haina kana hanya nevanhu vanenge vabatwa semaonda atikaita izvo. Saka Vamavaza kana vachitaura vachidefenda zvinhu zvakadai so, tinoti ndo vanhu vanopa fuel, ndo vanhu vano encourage unhu hwakadai so, and zvinhu zvisingafanira kuva zvichionekwa to any citizen muZimbabwe anorespecta, atingati another human being, anorespecta bumbiro romutemo, and anorespecta all zvekare mafundamental freedoms are enunciated in my charters in the United Nations.
Aiwa, tinotenda Vamasiye. Uyakhuluma lapho ubaba Masiye igqwetha uthi hayi uyakusola okukhulunywe ngobaba uMavaza weZANU-PF uthi hayi utsherekatshanga ngamapolisa ngabakwazi ukuthi wathanga ubani njengohulumende njengebandla elibusayo. UMasiye uthi hayi akumangalisi lokho ngoba into ehlezi isenzeka nje eZimbabwe abantu behlukuluzwa ngalolo hlobo. As we wrap up Vamavaza and briefly because time is afamba, amuonere nyaza kandai dzichiguma dzaunzira hurumende zvirango zveupfumi, then the government complains about, you know, the West imposing sanctions on them, yet it's such occurrences that you know necessitate those actions by the West. And briefly,
issues like this, they really need to be looked into. The governing bodies, the United Nations and other countries, must not rush to a decision, must not rush to a conclusion based on the reports by the opposition members who are meant to tarnish the image of Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Mavaza. I'm sorry we have to leave it there. That brings us to the end of our show. Would like to thank our guest, Vamasimba Mavaza of the ruling ZANU-PF party in the UK, and human rights lawyer, Kennedy Masiye Pez, here in the great state of Texas, more United States. And of course, thanks to you, our valued listeners at home. Let's make another day tomorrow. I'm Tunamilin Komo, signing off.